Blog Talk Radio.
Grady, you look like you died and came back to life in the wrong side. Yeah, well, I got some bad news. Wardell Jackson, he won't be able to get together with us tonight to shoot pool. Why not? Well, he was in the bar, and two government cops came in, big guys, and they had guns, and they said, "You're under arrest." "Under arrest for what?" They said, "You're under arrest for murder." "Murder? Wardell? Oh, no. They got him." Yeah, and he was up at the bar. He had a big glass of Ripple in his hand. And when they told him, "Get up against that wall," he said, "Which wall?" They said, "Don't get smart. You know which wall." He said, "I don't know any wall. I only know this glass of Ripple." And he keeled right over the bar. And he passed out, and they had to revive him. "We probably drank too much Ripple." Yeah, but I don't believe that Wardell could be a murderer. He can't even spell murder. Well, maybe he can't. Maybe he's a bad speller, but he might be a good killer. Oh, Fred, we got to go visit him. They got him locked away in that jail downtown. Yeah. Well, I guess we'll have to go see him. Yeah, he wants me to bring him some pig's knuckles and sauerkraut. They ain't gonna let you take nothing in that jail. What's wrong with you? Well, you can get the pig's knuckles and sauerkraut anyway, and we can have it on the bus on the way down there. Yeah, that's a good idea. Come on, Fred.
We take the truck, never mind the bus.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Fred, you got a license for that truck?
Of course I got a license. Right here. You see my license?
Yeah. What does it say?
"You must drive every day or you take your license away."
Who wrote that?
I don't know, but I got it. Come on. Come on, Grady.
All right, you two. Go in that room and strip down. We got to search you.
What? How'd you like one of these across your lip? Strip down? Fred G. Sanford and the G stands for government agent? You don't know who you're talking to.
Oh, I thought you two were being checked in. You look like criminals.
Criminals? Did you hear that, Grady? You said I looked like a criminal.
Yeah.
We're here to see Mr. Jackson, Wardell Jackson. As a matter of fact, I might act as his lawyer.
Oh, yeah, Fred. You could do that. You You hung out with Sonny.
That's right. Sonny Cochran, the famous barbershop lawyer. All right, all right. Just sit down and I'll get Mr. Jackson. Boy, what kind of place is it? Look at this paint coming off the wall. Bad smell. Horrible food. You see who we came in? All them people sitting around looking raggedy. Yeah. What happened, Fred? That's how they treat you. Crime does not pay unless you get a lot of money. All right. Oh. Hey, Fred, Grady. Oh, well, thanks for coming to see me. Hey, Wardell, what happened? What did they get you for? Well, I didn't do it. I didn't kill nobody, Fred. You got to get me out of here. You see that guy over there? He's looking at me funny. Yeah. Well, don't worry. I'll get you out. Hey, Grady.
Yeah, Fred.
You know that little Celluella phone you got? That little new phone? Yeah. Call up Sonny at the barbershop.
Okay, Fred.
Don't worry. Sonny's a good lawyer. We're going to get you out of here. Well, thanks, Fred. I knew I could count on you. You're a good friend. Coming here. Hey, where's my pig's knuckles? Oh, we got hungry on the way over. Oh, yeah. So don't worry, when you get out, we have a nice big party and I do all the cooking. All the trimming, potato salad, everything. Oh, I got Sonny on the phone. Oh, yeah, look here. Let me talk to him. Hey, Sonny, this is Fred G. Sanford, and the G stands for Go Get 'Em. Yeah, we're down here at the jail, and they got Wardell locked up. They said he killed somebody. Yeah, that's right. Oh, you come down? All right. Sonny says he'd be right down. Now, don't you worry, Wardell. We got a good lawyer. We're going to get you out. We'll get you out on bail. Oh, yeah, Fred. I need a drink. I got to get to the bar. You know, they're expecting me tonight. Tonight's a big night. Yeah. Yeah, tonight, I'm going to wear Gloria Fatso's pin. Gloria Fatso, oh no! You don't mean that big chubby girl looks like a Sherman tank, do you? Well, I like her. Don't make fun of my girlfriend, Fred. Oh, okay, Wardell, calm down. Oh, Fred, Sonny's here. Hey, Sonny. Thanks for coming down on such short notice. Yeah, well, that's all right. Hey, Wardell. Well, listen. Now, you know, I watch Perry Mason a lot. That's how I know how to be a lawyer. Yeah, from television. Hey, see, Fred, see? He knows from television. Good girly girl. Yeah, now, Wardell, tell me what happened, and don't leave out any details. Well, what happened? Well, I was in the bar, and they came and arrested me. No, I don't mean that. I mean about the murder. Murder? I didn't do no murder, Sonny. I'm innocent. I don't even know how to spell murder. Well, don't worry. By the time we get to court, you'll learn how to spell it.
Now, wait. What? I don't want to learn no murder spell. I want to get out of here. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm working on it. Well, when am I going to get out? Well, let's see. According to the statute of the information of which I have received via duck of the International Supreme Court, you are under the section of 178.45. What's that? Guilty of murder. Guilty? I didn't do no murder. What? Now, wait a minute. Hey, wait a minute, sonny. Can't you do nothing for him? Well, I don't know, Fred. I'm trying. I think he might need more professional type of murder lawyer. He needs a murder lawyer. That's it. You hear that, Fred? That's lawyer talk, a murder lawyer. Yeah, M-U-D-D-D-D-E-R, lawyer. Yeah, so, they had to get Wardell a murder lawyer. And in the meantime, the cops found out that Wardell wasn't anywhere near the scene of the crime. So Dad let him go. He went back to the bar. He went right back to the bar. And he got so excited, he keeled over and died. Right at the bar.
Murdered.
D-D-D-D-D-D-D-E-R.
Murder. M-U-D-D-D-D-D-E-R.
E-E-E-R.
All right. In a sight. Frolic.
Or like red rum. Like in...
Around the world, the inner sight falling. Oh, we got the
we got the
analyzing of the stimulus talks by the disabled friendly philosopher coming up. Little honeymooners, and we got Louie will be on, and we're gonna do our skit with Rizzuto and Howard Cosell. All right, among other things. You know. But first, a little commercializing. Yeah. Big East, the Akita Rescue. Little Bear, the Akita. Tell you, boy, my dog really did a job today. I don't know how she did it. Oh, it was crazy. Yeah. I got up the railroad, and the gate was broken. Broken gate. The gate wouldn't come down, see. So the train couldn't move. He had to stay there, you know. And all these maniacs are zooming over the tracks, you know, and going. Oh, man. So I go across the street to come home, and this one guy is turning in on me. You know, what little vision I got, I could tell a little bit. So he stopped, then this big ass comes flying out of nowhere around the corner, and he stopped. Now I got the two cars aimed at me, and I told my dog to go straight. Well, she turned around and went back up on the sidewalk, and I went with her. Now that's an intelligent call from a dog. She deemed it too dangerous. She said, no, we're going to wait. We're going to wait. And she was right.
She was right.
She said, damn ass right.
She said, how would you, Mr. Perinas?
She calculated. It was a calculated risk of the inner sight
and she went,
guide dog.
That's right. And she went the other way.
Big East, the key to rest. Well, she only went the other way to get me out of the way to traffic. She didn't go the other way.
That's right.
She went back up on the sidewalk.
That's right. She's
smart.
You know,
if a dog does that, there's a reason.
I'm taking you out of this trouble.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
And then we waited until it calmed down and we went over. All right, in a sight. Big East, 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Keto lady, and our deepest condolences to her mom. All right, around the world, in a sight, Kennedy Realty. You want to buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good info? Call Mr. Kennedy. Yeah. 631-888-1186. Around the world. Hey, you need any dog food for your mother? I mean, your dog. Call Gary. Nobody starves on Long Island. My buddy Gary. 631-484.
How dare you give dog food to my mother?
Not your mother. No, I wouldn't give it
Who's
to your
mother.
I'd give it to the mother of the head of the guide dog school to celebrate Guide Dog Month.
Okay. Because Rosie
right.
don't deserve dog food.
That might be better than the food they're giving her in there. Some of the dog
That's
food.
That's true.
Organic.
Probably
dog
is.
Food. All right.
Maybe is.
Kennedy, 631-888-1186. Dial them up around the world. Hey, Good Mojo Printers. SuttonInsurance.com. And what else? Turo Law Center. Some friends. We mentioned them. All right. By the way, this show is dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. All right. Now, what else we got? Oh, we got a drunken lawyer, Bahamundi. What? Hey, Jimmy, wait a minute. I'm gonna do you a favor, a big favor, see?
One of
I'm gonna
these
let
days,
you...
he's going to get drunk and speak straight.
I'm going to let you do your own commercial. Why do you sound so far away, by the way, over there?
Oh, I was on speaker just a second ago.
Well, now you sound closer.
Yeah,
now, what was the last thing you said about Jimmy?
I said he's going to get drunk and sound perfectly straight, you know? Good.
No, he doesn't have to get drunk. He already sounds drunk.
No, I'm saying one of these days he's going to get drunk and sound perfectly fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, the
anyway, Jimmy, now listen. You're a good lawyer, but I want you to let me hear you do your own commercial. Oh, my gosh. James Bumundy is the right lawyer. 738-556. I forgot the number. I knew it. Forgot the number. What a... You're a lawyer and you forgot your own number. Yeah, I don't forget when I'm in court. Only when I'm on the air, I get very nervous. 516-783-9662. Yeah, that's what I said. That's it. All right. Here's the number. James Bahamundi, everybody. You'll never remember the last name. Just call him Jim. All right. Around the world, Able News. You got the Able News? Hello? Where'd you go? She left town again. Hello? Able News.
I'm here.
Oh, there you are. You got the Able News?
Able News. Yeah, I got the
Able
News.
You're going to die. Don't die on the air. Where'll you get off? We
you
don't
know,
bury
they
people.
Said to me, no.
This is not the
inner
sight funeral parlor.
I want to overboard sea shark. You know, just let me go to the sharks. No.
Oh, you want an
overboard
television funeral?
No. I don't know what I want. Yeah. My husband found a book one time, and it showed all the ways to die. And I was like,
all the ways to die. How about the ways to live? I like that better.
But I want to to say. And he goes, no, but it was interesting. I said, no, it isn't. And he was telling me all the ways in which you can, be buried and how your body corrodes. And I'm like, I don't want to know.
Well, how about like what they used to do in the old days? They'd have a big roast. They'd roast the body.
That's what I was thinking.
Dance around
he
it
wanted
and hum
that.
And all that.
He
that's
said
he crazy.
Wanted to do a cremation.
Cremation.
I'm like, yeah. He wants that. That's what he's getting.
Yeah. Well, how about in the meantime we do the Able News?
Yeah. This morbid talk. It's funny day. Anyway. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It serves the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personal page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right. Don't forget to sign our petition, Guide Dog Month. How are we doing with our little post? Anything going on?
Let me check.
Sure. Check it out before we do the philosopher. I want to do the philosopher. I got the lowdown on the stimulus.
Uh-oh. Yeah,
Don't worry.
They're on and off.
We got it. We got the latest right here on InnerSight. Nobody has it like we got it.
Oops, sorry. Okay.
Let's see if we got anything.
Wow. People don't know how to answer this. Only one person
they don't.
Checked it. They really don't. And one person shared it. Ooh, one person shared it. I wonder who shared it. Really?
They shared it, but what did they say about it? Anything?
No, one person liked it, and one person shared it. That's it.
Oh.
Jolene liked it, and 13 people looked at it. We could boost it. We haven't boosted it, so that's something we could do. And then that's it.
Well,
and one person
I don't think anybody.
I think it was Daryl D. Yeah.
I don't think anybody can answer it.
No, they can't.
All right, give me some philosopher music. And away we go. With the disabled friendly philosopher.
I'm not as fast as you want me to be, mister.
There we go.
Here it goes.
Like that. Let it run once more. Go ahead. One, two, three. Hello there, folks. This is your disabled friendly philosopher. With a word to the wise. You know why we can't get the stimulus? Because
why?
Parochi and Schumann can't get stimulated. That's why. They're dead in the water, see? That's why he got divorced. And that's why she looks like a horse. Cut that out.
Well,
that's what's wrong with the stimulus going on here, see? They go back and forth with the talk. No, I want more money. I want to pay off the debts in all the towns with the Democratic governor. Well, let them pay their own debts. Who cares about that? That's why they won't give her the money, because she wants to close the budget over there in New York and all the other stimulated towns. I think she needs to be stimulated. Yeah.
Ooh, we're stimulated.
That's what's wrong with the whole thing. Well, by the time they give us the stimulus, maybe they'll give us $5,000 apiece. They ought to give us more for keeping us waiting so long. Yeah.
That sounds good.
I heard today that the president signed it. It wasn't as much money as they wanted, but he signed it. Good. Give me the money. I don't care. Just give me that stimulation.
That's right.
Woo!
I know how to spend it.
That's it.
I know how to spend it. Hey, guess who I saw on the news? I saw Michelle on the news this morning.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What was she talking about?
I couldn't hear it because my husband was sleeping, but I couldn't see it. You know why? The captioning was too small, but I saw her
face. How'd you know it was her?
I saw her face.
Oh.
That was it. Yeah.
All right. In a fight around the world, I got Louis coming up with his Phil Rizzuto. And we got the Honeymooners. And you want to hear a Jimmy Dinigan story?
We got
all kinds of Jimmy Dinigan stories. You know, he used to, you know what Jimmy used to do in school? He would find out when everybody's birthday is. See, and then when they came into school, he would pull some kind of a prank on them, you know.
And bring them
put some glue on their lunchbox or, you know, he'd bring in a stink bomb or something, you know. And bring a stink bomb to school. Huh?
What'd he do to you?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, he put gum on my pants.
Oh. You beat him up?
And I sat there. I hit him. I just punched him a little bit. I didn't beat him up.
Oh.
And I sat down with the gum, and I couldn't get up. You know how gum stretches?
Oh, yeah.
When it's bubble gum and it's, you know, it's all sticky. Stretch it. Well, here I am. The teacher says, Frankie, go up to the blackboard and
okay.
Braille and bring your braille slate. All right, Miss Ma. So I go. I'm get up from the seat, and everybody and Jimmy starts
waiting.
Laughing like hell. You know, Jimmy, be still, you know. Yeah, Miss Ma.
Yeah, you couldn't.
And I'm walking, and all of a sudden, you know how you put your hand down, you got to fix your pants, you know, your pants get tight, you know. Put my hand down, and I feel this big wad of gum on my ass. And the gum is stuck to the chair, and I'm walking, and it's winding all around, and it's getting all, and Miss Moss says, she starts yelling, "What is that?"
I don't know.
And Jimmy says,
oh, my God.
And so I get up to the blackboard.
Definitely a prankster.
And Miss Ma has to call the, you know, they had this woman would come around with a broom and a shovel. She was the cleaning lady. So she comes around with the broom and the shovel.
How did you get it off your pants?
she couldn't speak English.
Oh.
He comes in with the shovel. Jimmy's on the floor laughing. Janie starts laughing. Joey McElroy is tapping his fingers. He don't know what the hell's going on. And she comes in, she goes, "What happened in here, my God? It's all sticky to the glue. Where's the glue?" And the teacher's trying to explain to her, "No, it's not glue, it's gum." Oh.
Who said that, Jimmy?
Rum? You mean he's a drinker?
Rum.
He drinks rum? No, not rum, it's gum. And she couldn't understand it. She's trying to, and she takes the shovel, and she's trying to shovel the gum off the seat.
Off your ass? Off the seat?
Yeah, and
oh,
she comes, come over here, I'm gonna fix now the pants, she goes.
Uh-oh.
And the teacher's yelling at her, "Just get the gum off the chair and leave Frankie alone."
That's right.
Woo!
You'll take care of the one off the chair.
Oh, man, I'll never forget it. It was so funny. Yeah. Jimmy with his
birthday. How'd you get the gum off your pants?
That was April 13th. What year was that? 1953. I think it was.
That's the year my mom was, graduated high school.
Oh. Whoop-de-doo. 1953.
Well, she graduated high school.
Yeah.
You still were 8 years younger than her.
And Jimmy Dinnigan, oh man, they had to send him to the principal at least 3 times a week. You know, and Kramer.
Was he ever suspended?
I think once or twice, but Kramer knew him. You know, all right, Jimmy, sit down.
What did you do now?
You know? I ain't do nothing.
Yeah.
I'm a good boy, Mr. Kramer. I ain't do nothing. He wants a pound in the room? No.
He probably was dying early.
All right. Yeah.
What did he ask his father? What did he ask his father? Why'd you ever teach him that song? You need to answer that.
Oh, I don't know. I think he learned it on his own.
No.
He heard it someplace.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, yeah. That was his favorite song in the whole world.
Oh, yeah.
All right. In a sight, frolics. Around the world, and let's see, a new television time, Thursday, 7:30, Channel 20. New time, old shows. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Until further notice.
Yeah,
and if I live that long, I'll be back on the air.
All right,
in a sight. The Manhattan neighborhood, regular time, 1997, 11 o'clock. Wednesday night, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. All right. Want to thank all our listeners for listening. Over 98,000. Hey, I like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's see if it up.
So, what's the latest on the virus?
Well, now we have
a
meeting in queue.
Yeah, they keep changing it every day, you know.
I know.
But I don't hear,
one
thing's good. I don't hear virus update anymore on the news. People got tired of hearing that stuff.
Yeah,
because
people
hear
are saying
that.
They don't
want
to hear about it. They know about the damn virus.
You know.
At least I know about the virus. So wash your hands. How many times do you want to hear about washing? Hey, guess what, Frank? 98,448, by the way.
Oh, all right. Oh, we're getting up there, world.
Yes, we
are. Before you know it, I'll be out of the sewer.
Yeah, I know. I think we're going to have, hopefully by the end of the year, that 100,000 mark, maybe more.
Oh, we'll make it. All right. Is Louie on the phone?
Yes, he is. Yes, he
is.
Now,
let's get Louie. We'll do this skit. In a sight, frolics. Louie the Lip, Long Island, on the ringy dingy.
Yes, Louie.
How, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Phil Rizzuto, speaking to Frank Perino on the Interside Follies on the Blog Talk Radio. I'm the sportscaster of the night, and this is my pal, my Frank Perino. What you got to say, Frank?
Well, this is Howard Cosell, and listen, Scooter, don't get smart with me, because I'll drill you so full of holes, you'll look like Swiss cheese.
Wait a second.
What ball game are we doing here? Are we doing the Giants? Are we doing the baseball or what? Nobody told me. Well, I got a good. We could do something different. Let's do baseball and football at the same time. How about that?
That's never been
done before. Yeah, let's take the Yankees and the Dodgers and the New York Giants and the Philadelphia Eagles.
That's going to be interesting. Okay.
And he's on the 14th yard line, and he passes the ball to Henry Momoka, and Momoka passes the ball to Jeroka, and Jeroka says, I'm a coker. Coca, wait a minute. I hope he didn't take any drugs before he went on the field.
Emergency, they have to go and test them.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Phil Rizzuto with the update on the Yankees and the Dodgers. Go ahead, take it away, Phil.
Okay, thank you very much. Have a cool show. And now the Yankees are playing the Devil Rays at the American League Division Series, the New York Yankees against the Temple Ray Rays in Petco Park tonight.
Wait a minute. Have you been drinking, Rizzuto?
Yeah, and I was drinking from Phil Rizzuto, and after that, I stopped off at a bakery. I was looking at the cannolis at the bakery. They taste real good.
Holy cow, you're drunk.
The cannolis. I told you to avoid the cannolis. That's it. The cannolis. That's it. You can drink all you want, but the cannolis. I told you to avoid the cannolis.
Well, cannolis are good for you, especially if you're a
Italian.
No, they're not.
Anyway, we got Don Newcomb on the mound.
Come on.
And Joe DiMaggio
at the
plate.
At the bakery. And me, Phil Rizzuto, at the bakery, looking at the cannolis over here.
The bakery.
They got great, great Italian pastries going around the bakery.
That's it.
Costa Patula. Wait,
you got Costa Patula, Haka La Ruka, and Haka the Pika.
Yeah.
And if you don't know what I
Mr.
said,
cannoli.
Folks, don't worry about it.
And Mr. Cannoli and Mr. I don't know.
All right, DiMaggio's up.
How are you?
With a count of three and two hands to pitch, strike three. DiMaggio's out of there.
Yeah, good cannolis all over in the Bronx and one in Brooklyn, an Italian pastry.
That's it. And the Giants are on the 3rd yard line.
He's
they're
down.
Running, they're kicking, they're screaming. They got to look
Once
out, they don't
time.
Get the virus. Not only do they have
Once
the helmet
time,
on, they got the mask on.
Yeah. Once upon a time with Phil Rizzuto, after Phil Rizzuto had to visit the bakery, one of his favorite pastries, cannoli, with a yummy, yummy, yummy after that. And then we had to go pick up Pat Cooper. I go to see Pat Cooper, and we'll pick him up. And we're hanging out with Phil Rizzuto. And watching the ladies having sangria at a bar. You know.
I knew you were going to put the ladies in there, Rizzuto.
I knew it. Did you have coffee with the ladies, too, and take the pastries?
Yeah.
All right.
Hey,
after the phone game, Rizzuto hangs out with
Tarassi
the ladies.
Tarassi likes the cannoli. I'll give some to Suzanne Tarassi Ferrero.
I also like Sweetel. I like Sweetel better than cannoli, actually. Like,
what'd you say,
time.
Suzanne Karachi Pereiro?
No,
right.
No.
Karachi.
No. I say, it again, Frank Perino.
Suzanne Karachi Pereiro.
Yeah.
That's right.
In a sight with Howard Cosell and Phil Rizzuto.
Thank you,
yes.
Thank you, Louie.
Yeah.
All right. Louie, how's about a little song? Sign off with a little song. Come on, you got a little song? Give us a little song. Anything.
Once upon a time, it was an engineer. Choo Choo Charlie was his naming gear. He had a predator, he sure has fun. He has good and love drops to make his train run. Charlie says, love my good and plenty. Charlie says, give him love drops. Charlie says, love my lion love drops. Don't know what candy that I'm on so well.
All right, Louis Rivera on Inner Sight. A little craziness. In your life, you need it. Let me tell you something.
Yes, and you need laughter.
See, this is a good kind of craziness. We're not politicians.
Yes, it is.
You know,
no, yeah.
We don't talk and then quit and go back and talk again and quit and quit. Nah, come on, get the damn thing
this
settled.
This is called zany crazy. This is zany crazy. Not.
All right, in a sight. Thanks, Lou.
Thanks, Lou.
Hey, I love you guys. Have a good night over there.
All right.
Bye, Jewel, too, and stop eating too much pastries.
All right, in a sight. Oh, by the way, if you want to dial in, you know, 213-816-1650, or try to talk stupid or act stupid. If you are stupid, you don't have to act stupid. You know.
That's true.
I like what I got in an email from the White House. The first time I ever heard this from a politician, where Mr. Trump said he thinks that the children should go back to school, and he wants to use a lot of common sense protection. I like that.
Common sense protection. Okay.
First time I ever heard that. Put that way by a politician. All right, in a sight around the world. Let's see, it's about what, 2 weeks till election day?
No, three, I think. Yeah, 2-3.
3 weeks.
It's November 3rd. And we're, let's see. November
3 weeks,
9th.
All right.
And October 9th, yeah.
It's a big day. And, well, you know, everybody's going to vote. Everybody's going to be... Well, election day is on Tuesday, right?
Right, always.
And everybody's going to be listening to the news Wednesday, who's the winner. And you know what? You're not going to get the results on Wednesday. I'll bet you any money you won't. It's going to take a while. They're going to analyze things, and they're going to, you know, who knows what, you know. There'll probably be some kind of complaint. I would even say there might be some kind of court intervention and all that.
Which is
crazy, but, you know. I got another email talking about this judge that Trump wants. And I don't know. I didn't understand the whole thing. It's something about her religion. Does anybody know what her religion is?
Who?
They're objecting to her religion. What is she? Anybody know?
Oh, I don't know.
Anybody out there, 213-816-1650. 1650. If you know what Judge Amy somebody, I don't know the last name.
She's Catholic.
Oh, she is a Catholic?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Well, that means she's going to be listening to the Pope. All right. Oh, that's why a lot of people are objecting. Catholic.
Yeah.
That means she's probably a goody two-shoes. Or a goody one-shoe. All right. Inner sight. Around the world with the funnies.
No,
and,
I know why they're objecting, too. I think they're objecting because they're afraid Roe v. Wade.
I don't know. But did you hear Gabriel was in the news? Did you hear about it? Yeah.
What? Yeah.
He was on the corner selling snake oil. Hey,
snake oil?
He had a big sign. Don't get the virus. Take this snake oil. And a guy came along and said, is this real snake oil from a snake? Oh, yeah. When you open the bottle, a snake comes out. And the guy ran. Oh, that's real snake oil from the Old West. Good stuff, man. You know, it's got all kinds of good things in it. It's got green grass. It's got horse manure, cow manure. Cow manure? Wait a minute. Mm. You think I'm going to take that in my body? Well, that's the thing that kills the virus. See, the virus is afraid of the snake, so it doesn't bother you. You walk around with this. You walk around with this bottle, and every time you think you come across the virus, you open the bottle, and the snake sticks its head out.
Yeah.
That not only scares the virus, it scares everybody else.
That's it.
Well, that way you can't get the virus.
Man.
And we deliver. Don't worry, we have a big delivery truck. Yeah, hey, it's parked right behind me. See it? This is not television. I'm sorry. Big delivery truck. Get your snake oil. $2 a bottle. Cure the virus with snake. My wife would pass out if I ever bought that home. She doesn't like snakes. Well, just put it in the backyard. You don't have to see it. You know. She comes out, you think she's getting the virus, and you pull the bottle out and let the snake nip her. Wait a minute. You mean to tell me that snake bites? Well, of course it bites. How do you think you're going to get the protection of the snake oil in your bloodstream? It's got to go right in there and cure the virus.
Yeah.
Have you got a license? Oh, yeah, I got a license. Where'd you get it from? I got it from the grocery store and a Cracker Jack box. Oh, get out of here! Cracker Jack box, grocery store. I think you're a quack. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I wouldn't advise you to take snake oil, but oil of oregano is good. Yeah, that's good stuff. All right. Let's see. What else we got? Oh, give me a little. Anybody on the line, first of all?
No.
See if we got anybody.
Just,
nobody on the line.
Just,
okay.
Louis just listening. He's listening.
No
all.
Calls. Well, give me a little
no
honeymoon
calls.
Of music there.
Yeah, we have 10 minutes, so just to let you know.
Yeah, give me the honeymoon.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. Now listen, I'm tired of all these half-witted janitors. I want a janitor who's going to be on the ball. There's a lot of things need fixing around here. Matter of fact, I think I'll, the job is so good, I think I'll take the job myself. I am the new janitor. Janitor, fix my pipe. You want water? I'm going to give you water. Don't worry about it. Now, as you know, water seeks its level. We've heard rumors about that in the sewer. Yeah. Now, your problem is not up here in your apartment. It's downstairs in the basement where the water is trying to come up. I'm going to go down there and you'll have water in 2 minutes. Now, let's see. Pipes over here. Move those boxes, will you, Norton? Let me get in there. Oh, I can't get around these pipes. I got to get in the other way. Wait a minute, Ralph. You're just a little bit too chubby. Maybe I can get in there. No. Don't worry, I'll do it. Well, I can't pull you in. Maybe I can push you out. I'm dying, Norton. These pipes are killing me. Get me out of here. Wait a minute. Let's see if I can pull you out the other side. You got to get me help, Norton. These pipes are murder. Oh, somebody's coming. Wait a minute.
Oh, Mr. Crandon, what happened? You're stopping the pipes with the water. Oh, my God.
Oh, shut up. You better call the fire department. Fire department? What good are they, Ralph? I don't know. They get cats out of trees. I am no cat. Get me out of here, Norton. What am I going to do? I'm stuck in here. Get me something to eat, will you? Something to eat while you're in there and stuck in the pipe there, Ralph. You're liable to choke to death. Well, I hate to do it, but I better call the fire department. Yeah, Ralph got caught in the pipes, and the water came out. Norton turned the wheel the wrong way. And the water went all over Ralph, and he got stuck in there. Yeah. Well, I heard you had a little trouble in the basement. Mr. Johnson, I don't want to talk about it. It's a mere bag of shells. No damage was done. But I'm sending you a bill to clean my new suit. Oh? Well, I intend to stay on as janitor till you find a replacement. No, don't do that. Please. I'll lose my mind. Please.
Right.
All right, in sight with the frolic, crazy stuff around the world. Let's see, what'd you say we got? 98,425, right?
Yeah, something like that.
All right. Monday's mad or glad, we'll be with you. Monday's a Columbus Day. Monday's a holiday. Columbus Day.
Yeah.
Tuesday's open, Mike. Wednesday and Thursday, I don't know, we're going to talk about some good stuff. I don't know. All right, Insight Top 10. We're of the top 10 shows on the disabled. I wonder why. I mean, people listen to me that much. Jeez, I must be doing something right.
Yeah.
I think, you know what I think it is that gets them on the funniest? I think it's Jimmy Dinnick.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Jimmy's the best, funniest one out of all.
Yeah.
Pale Ginger, I think that's the thing that brought us up in the world. Pale Ginger Ale. You know.
Yeah.
The part where you say, shove it.
Yeah.
Yeah, people like that.
That is the best part.
All right.
That is the best part of it. You know,
yeah.
Laughter is the best medicine, and also, you know, the other thing,
oh, yeah,
forgiveness forgiving, you know, people and being happy with people and stuff like that. People, you know,
yeah,
respecting people and all of that, you know.
Yeah. Oh, keep on laughing, folks. Not the expression, laugh all the way to the bank.
No.
I only laugh when I get there.
I wish I could one day, you know.
Yeah. All right, so hope you had a little fun, a little craziness, you know. Inner sight around the world, and if anybody has any cool ideas for the frolics, you know, send us a note, call us 631-224-3090, and let us know what your idea is. You know, we'd be happy to
90 seconds
to hear it, and if we like it, we'll use it.
That's
all right.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, have a good weekend. Inner Sight remind you, go an extra mile for a child. Watch out for the children.
Mm-hmm.
Around the world. I want to thank Suzanne, co-host, engineer.
60 seconds.
Louis Rivera, all our people who listen,
oh,
our callers.
Louis is very funny. I mean, he really made me laugh.
Yeah, he was great.
Yeah.
And we'll be with you Monday, Matt or Glad. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Thank you so much. Don't forget your wild oil of oregano. Prevent the virus. Apple cider vinegar. Take that with your meal. Drink it down with some water. Very good for you. Yeah. That's why I'm so crazy, because I take that.
Yeah.
All right. Inner Sight. We need more. Give me more. Inner Sight. Goodbye, world. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight around the world. Woo!